Donald Trump, Democrats too petrified to confront anti-USA, pro-terrorist squad. By Joshua Kaplan on July 16, 2019. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said the far-left Democrat squad has uttered some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things ever said by a lawmaker on Capitol Hill, and party leadership is unwilling to take them one due to fear of the radical left. The Democrat congresswomen have been spewing some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things ever said by a politician in the House or Senate. And yet they get a free pass and a big embrace from the Democrat Party, the president wrote on Twitter. Horrible anti-Israel, anti-USA, pro-terrorist and public shouting of the F word, among many other terrible things, and the petrified Dems run for the hills, he added. President Trump concluded his pair of tweets by accusing Democrat leadership of being too afraid to rein in the progressive wing of the party. Why isn't the House voting to rebuke the filthy and hate-laced things they have said? Because they are the radical left, and the Democrats are afraid to take them on. Sad. He wrote. President Trump's comments are the latest in a string of criticism against Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA, who on Sunday the president said should leave the United States if their frequent attacks on the American experience persist. The president reiterated his position during a press conference Monday, saying if you're not happy here, then you can leave. Democrats exploded over President Trump's comments about the progressive lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, called the president's tweets xenophobic, while 2020 Democrat candidates responded by calling them racist, disgusting, and un-American. In a Monday press conference on Capitol Hill, the four progressive lawmakers hit back at President Trump's remarks. Weak minds and weak leaders challenge loyalty to our country to avoid challenging and debating policy. This president does not know how to defend his policies. So what he does is attack us personally, Ocasio-Cortez said. In her remarks, Pressley, DMA, refused to refer to President Trump as president, instead calling him the occupant of the White House. I will always refer to him as the occupant, as he is only occupying space. It does not embody the grace, the empathy, the compassion, the integrity that office requires and that the American people deserve, she added. When it was her time at the podium, Omar called on the House to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump.